When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Remembering a local police officer who died last week. Good morning, I'm Jeff Moats. It's 41 degrees at KFOR FM 101.5, 1240 AM at 7:03. There's expected to be a decent turnout of members of area law enforcement and local fire departments joining friends and family this morning to honor the life of Ceresco Police Officer Ross Bartlett, who died last Friday night after a crash in northern Lancaster County. Services for Officer Bartlett are scheduled for 10:30 this morning at St. Mark's United Methodist Church off of 84th and Pioneers. Now, a private burial will happen at a later time for the family. Officer Bartlett was pronounced dead at a Lincoln hospital after his cruiser was struck by a truck along southbound Highway 77 and Little Salt Road about a miles south of Ceresco last Friday night. Bartlett had just pulled over another car and both were hit on the shoulder of the highway. That investigation, by the way, is still ongoing. A live stream of the funeral will be carried through the St. Mark's website, and we have a link to that particular site with the story at KFORnow.com. KFOR News Time 7:04. Facing a cloture vote with not enough support, Elkhorn Senator Lou Anne Linehan on Thursday asked Speaker John Arch to pass over an LB 388. That appears to be the property tax package is done for now, and the likelihood of a special session looms on the horizon. LB 388 in its current form removes some sales tax exemptions but raises taxes on certain items. Some senators, like Gehring Senator Brian Hardin, believe a special session is warranted to fix the problem from all angles.
We have just shy of 2 million people in the state. 49 of us and the governor decide tax policy. Bring on the special session. It's time to be transformational. It's time to be courageous.
Omaha Senator Megan Hunt is also opposed to the current form of LB 388, saying raising taxes on digital advertising will hurt small businesses across the state.
If there's any small business that exists in rural Nebraska that's just depending on the population locally to keep it afloat, that's not going to work for much longer in this economy.
LB 388 is a priority bill of Governor Jim Pillen. You can read more at KFORnow.com. Later this morning, the Nebraska Board of Regents, they're set to meet to discuss and perhaps vote on a proposal to allow alcohol sales at Nebraska baseball games in Haymarket Park. Interim University of Nebraska President Chris Kaborik and Athletic Director Troy Dannon reached an agreement with NEBCO that jointly owns Haymarket Park with NU for revenue sharing of the proceeds from alcohol sales. The university said all proceeds would be invested back into Haymarket Park, which is over two decades old. Beer has been sold at Lincoln Salt Dogs baseball games since the first game was held in 2001. Today and tomorrow, Lincoln Police will have officers out doing a special enforcement project that targets drug-impaired drivers. It's part of the nationwide drug-impaired driving detail, according to Captain Todd Cutsian.
Officers working this detail have received advanced training regarding drugged driving detection. It will focus on apprehending impaired drivers with the intent to prevent serious crashes.
The Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office is funding the overtime for the project. Stuff the Bus to benefit the Friendship Home of Lincoln is tomorrow from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4 at all Walmart and Sam's Club locations in Lincoln. KFOR's parent company, Alpha Media, along with StarTran, are taking part in this annual event.
The four StarTran buses will be outside of each of the Walmart locations throughout the city of Lincoln.
That's Danny Juergens with the Friendship Home and told Lincoln's Morning News on KFOR they will have a list of items for you to purchase that they need at the shelter. Lincoln's first forecast, partly sunny today, a high of 59, decreasing clouds, breezy tonight, a low of 33, sunny tomorrow, a high of 54, and then sunny and breezy on Sunday with a high of 62.